The Adventures of Tom Sawyer by Mark Twain. Retold by F.H. Cornish.
Chapter 2. The Fence. It was Saturday morning. There was no school today, but Tom had to work. He had to paint the fence. It was a long fence around the garden of Aunt Polly's house. Tom had a big bucket of paint and a brush with a long handle. He looked at the fence.
I want to go swimming. I want to go fishing. I want to play with my friends, said Tom to himself. I don't want to paint the fence. My friends will all see me. They'll laugh at me.
Tom started to paint. After an hour, Tom was tired. He looked sadly at the big bucket of paint and the brush with the long handle. Then Tom had an idea. He smiled. He started to paint the fence again. Soon he saw one of his friends, Ben Rogers. Ben was walking towards him. He was making strange noises. Ben was a steamboat on the Mississippi River.
Ting-a-ling,
he said. He was making the noise of the bell on the steamboat.
Shh, shh,
he said. He was making the noise of the steam in the engine of the steamboat. Ben was holding a big red apple.
I'm going swimming,
Ben said.
You have to work.
I'm not working, said Tom. This isn't work.
Do you like painting the fence?
Asked Ben. He was surprised.
Yes,
said Tom. Tom started to paint again. Sometimes he stopped and looked at the fence. Then he painted again. There was a happy smile on his face. Ben watched him.
Let me paint the fence, he said.
Nope, said Tom. It's very difficult to paint a fence.
Ben was not happy. Tom liked painting the fence, so Ben wanted to paint the fence.
Please let me paint it, he said. I'll give you some of my apple.
Tom thought for a minute.
No,
he replied, and he smiled and started to paint again.
I'll give you all of my apple, said Ben.
Tom thought for another minute.
All right,
he said. So Tom sat down and started to eat Ben's apple, and Ben started to paint the fence. After an hour, Ben was tired. He gave the bucket of paint and the brush to Tom. Then he went away. He made the noises of a steamboat again.
Ting-a-ling!
Shh! Shh! Then Tom saw another friend, Billy Fisher. Billy was holding a kite.
Ben was painting your fence,
said Billy.
Let me paint your fence.
Nope, replied Tom. Lots of boys want to paint my fence, but it's very difficult to paint a fence.
Oh,
said Billy.
Ben gave me his apple, said Tom. Then he painted the fence.
I'll give you my kite,
said Billy. Tom thought for a minute.
All right,
he said. So Tom sat down. He was holding Billy's kite, and Billy started to paint the fence. The morning passed. The fence was painted twice. Tom had a kite, a cat, and a long piece of rope. He had a cake, 12 round stones, and a metal door handle. He was happy. He went to speak to Aunt Polly.
The fence is painted, he said, and there is no more paint.
Aunt Polly was very surprised.
You are a good boy, Tom, she said.